Blog Talk Radio.
You are about to be entertained by the eighth, the young man who has become a legend in his own time.
I'm like, I never heard of such a group.
You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
It's the Ron Kelly Show.
So don't get it twisted.
All right. Welcome everybody back. And better than ever, it's the Ron Kelly Show. And it's still, unfortunately, it's still on blogtalkradio.com and on the AMFM Broadcasting Network. All right, glad to have you back, everybody. And I profusely apologize for the blunderous nonsense that goes on with Blog Talk Radio the last couple of weeks. But for now, I have to stay here, and I'll tell you why in just a second. But glad to have you guys back here. We'll work this thing out. Glad to have you here. All right, we are absolutely packed today. Please be patient with me, everybody. We are absolutely packed today. I have the sound bites all queued up. So let's start out with a moment of prayer that Block Talk will operate properly today and allow me to at least put somewhat of a product out here for your listening pleasure. All right, you can follow the show on Twitter at Ron Kelly Show. And on Facebook, it's the Ron Kelly Show. And last but not least, on Instagram, it's Radio Man 2. Now, most of you know that the HCA, known as the American Healthcare Act, went down like the Titanic on Friday. Like the proverbial house of cards, it went down in a heap because of the Freedom Party, formerly known as the Tea Party. But wait, that's what the GOP wants you to believe. I will tell you when we come back, I'll tell you the real reason why it went down and why they don't want you to know about this. All right. Remember a couple weeks ago, those of you who listen to the program regularly, remember a couple weeks ago, I got these crank calls into the radio program. Now, and I'll tell you what happened. I just found out today, a Stern show, Howard Stern, who's the, is who he is. The Stern Show, I understand that the Stern Show was behind the crank calls that I got a couple weeks ago, and it was Bobo, actually. Bobo from the Howard Stern Show was the person who called the Ron Kelly Show a couple weeks ago and cranked me. So that's one of the reasons why the Ron Kelly Show is still on the horrendous Block Talk Radio because of the call from the Howard Stern Show. Now, someone who I know called me earlier today, a Stern Show listener, called me and told me that they heard that clip. They heard that clip on the Stern Show today, the clip of Bobo calling into my radio program and getting on my nerves, calling into my radio program and cranking me with this hashtag stuff that he did. So, you can look back, the Ron Kelly Show archives are at blogtalkradio.com, and they'll always be there no matter whether the show stays or leaves. The Block Talk Radio archives will remain the Ron Kelly Show. So you can go to those archives right now. Not right now, but after the program, you can go to those archives, and it's blogtalkradio.com/Ron Kelly Show, and you can access the 100 or so shows that are there, and you can access that. It was a couple weeks ago. I would say 2 weeks ago, 2 to 3 weeks ago, I was cranked. So as it turned out, it was Bobo from the Howard Stern Show. I don't know how he found me here in Blog Talk Radio, but that's how it happened. It was Bobo from the Stern Show who called the radio show to crank me a couple weeks ago. All right, everybody, glad to have you here. Let me know if you can't hear me. The phone number here is 646-668-2838, 646-668-2838. Now that I know it was Howard Stern, and I was heard by millions of people on the Howard Stern Show, I can kind of live with that. Again, there's no such thing as bad publicity. Okay, once again, it's 646-668-2838, 646-668-2838. Eight, six cities, 10 stations broadcasting live on AM FM Broadcasting Network. This is the Ron Kelly Show. All right, so as you both you know, the AHCA went down in a heap, like a house of cards, went up in a ball of flames like the Titanic. And yes, I am, you know, we got so much to talk about today. You know, we'll talk about Ryan, what Ryan said afterward, and what he said about House Intelligence Chair Nunes, who's also a Trump surrogate, and a colossal blunder that he pulled off. And can the guy be trusted? Also, conservative talk host Sean Hannity, is he really bad for America? I have the soundbite of Sean Hannity and Ted Koppel. But before we do that, so let's go to the phone, and hopefully it's not a Howard Stern surrogate. Ron Kelly Show, good afternoon.
And Brother Ron Kelly, what's going on?
How are you? What's your name?
I'm
are you calling
good. From? Kevin Womble.
Hey, Kevin, how are you doing, brother? I'm sorry. How are
I'm
you,
good,
brother?
Family. It's been a minute, man. I just had to check in. I see you popped up on my screen. I said, let me check Brother Ron out.
I appreciate you,
wow.
Man. You know, I got some crank calls a couple weeks ago. I was just telling my audience I got a couple crank calls last week from somebody from the Howard Stern Show. So I guess I should be honored. It was that Howard Stern, somebody from the Howard Stern Show took time to call little old me, even if it was just a prank.
Well, so you know what that means? That means somebody's listening.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And,
you know,
I'm hopeful that, you know, at some point we will, you know, we'll leave. Well, actually, I am on terrestrial radio right now. Everybody's listening in AM, FM mm-hmm. Broadcasting Network. But hopefully, you know, I could, you know, do this instead of splitting my time between my job and this. All right, so let me ask
right.
you, brother, about the let me ask you while I have you, Kevin. This is Kevin Womble. What's the name of your show, brother?
Well, I got three of them. I got one is Conscious Vibes, the other is Raising the Roof Radio, and the other one is Black Buffalo.
Okay, yeah, I do monitor your shows on my on my site at Block Talk Radio, which has been giving me
mm-hmm.
Colossal problems lately. And actually, I wanted to leave, but once I got that call from the Howard Stern Show, now I'm stuck here. So let me ask you about
right.
What do you think about Trump Care? What do you think about the, you know, Trump Care going down in flames and Obamacare is still standing? What do you think about that?
Well, first of all, and I got to say this, first of all, Rod, that whatever comes out of my mouth, that's my personal opinion. Because you know how people
I'll
run.
Play, yeah, I'll play the disclaimer a little bit later on. But go ahead, brother.
Yeah, okay. I don't know why people are surprised, because the American public, and now I'm starting to speak like somebody from the Capitol, but the American public is not going to let that just go down like that. We are not going to just let him take Obamacare, because you're talking about 24, maybe 25 million people that are going to be without health care.
No, absolutely.
You know,
yes.
They're more.
Right. Absolutely.
And they're not going to stand for it. They're not going to stand for it. So now those that who were – supposedly standing side by side with Trump when he was processing all of this, when he was talking about doing all this, they're starting to see where it's going to start affecting them and those that they care about, which is more important to them than we are.
Well, see, here's the thing, brother. Now, you know, they want you to believe that the Freedom Party of which used to be the Tea Party, the Freedom Party, were the ones who got in the way of this thing. But, you know, but the real deal is that many of these Republican congressmen from the GOP, a lot of their constituents, hundreds of thousands of their constituents in their districts are on Obamacare.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
And the problem is
they're on Obamacare. And the problem is that now you vote against Obamacare, you know, you're going to have a problem when the elections come up. So many of these congressmen voted to keep their jobs. So it wasn't really necessarily about the Freedom Party. They want you to believe that there are, it's just the minorities and the liberals and the progressives and Democrats that are on Obamacare when that couldn't be further from the peace, brother.
You know, I'm gonna tell you, Paul Ryan made a comment in the Dallas Star. Okay. And I didn't really approve of the way he put it, but he put it out there anyway. He said, unfortunately, one third of my family members are on Obamacare. Okay, so now not only do I have to think about what's best for the country, but I also have to think about what's best for my family. And
right.
If this is going to affect my family, then it's going to affect me directly.
And see, and he put it out there. Exactly. He put it out there. Let me play a clip of what Paul Ryan said after the, what everybody's listening to the program, Rock Talk Radio and on the AMFM Broadcasting Network. I'm going to play a clip of what Paul Ryan said after the vote.
Being an opposition party to being a proposition party and a governing party. It may take a little bit more time, but we are certainly listening and we're going to get there. The way I would just describe the meeting we just had with our members is we are all going to work together and listen together until we get this right. It is just too important. Obamacare is a collapsing law. Obamacare is doing too much damage to families. And so we're going to get this right. And in the meantime, we're going to do all of our other work that we came here to do.
You see, now what are you talking about? I mean, Obamacare, how much damage can Obamacare be doing to families? Now, I'll admit that there are some things that need to be fixed with Obamacare. Just like things need to be tweaked with Social Security, and just like things need to be tweaked with Medicaid. You know, here we have Obamacare, which is something new, and it too needs some tweaking. But to repeal and replace, I mean, I got a clip I'm gonna play for the audience a little bit later on about what Trump said, which is just unbelievable, what Trump said after the after his interview in the Oval Office after the vote. Well, not even the vote, after they pulled it, because they didn't want to be embarrassed, so they pulled it. They pulled it from the table, so no one would, because they knew it was going to go down in flames anyway. And they couldn't stand it. They couldn't stand it, so they pulled it. So now, and so what's going to happen now? I would say that they're probably just going to let it stand, brother. I think they're going to let Obamacare stand the way it is.
Okay, you know, let's look at this comparison. Okay, you had the Muslim ban, so to speak. Okay, he put this executive order out there. He tried to enforce it. They turned on it. First, the courts turned on it, as well as the public. So what did he do? He went back and he rewrote it, supposedly. I think he had two copies anyway, in case one of the other ones failed. All right? He rewrote it, submitted it again, and they turned it down again. You haven't heard anything about it. You haven't heard anything else about it. That's the exact same thing I believe is going to happen with this Obamacare situation. They try, it didn't work. We'll try it again. If it don't work, we'll let it go. We'll move on to something else. I got a feeling that that's how it's going to turn out.
Well, because they say they're going to move on to tax reform, which I really am hoping that they do something about the taxes in this country, because I bail. I haven't seen one of those green checks in a long time. You know what I'm saying? I'm hoping.
Let's keep in mind that when Donald Trump talks about taxes, he's talking about taxes and the effect the taxes are going to have on the 1%, which he's a part of.
Right. We're going to talk about that a little later on in the program. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about those of you listening to the Ron Kelly Show. We're going to talk about that. We'll talk about all the executive orders that Trump is putting out there to help businesses, you know, the repeal of the clean water, clean air with the EPA. All the people are being laid off. And all this business-friendly legislation and the pipeline that was approved and all of these things that Trump is doing, and let environmental protections be damned, he is moving ahead. Like, for example, with coal, the President Obama had an executive order that stopped coal companies from dumping coal water into streams.
Mm-hmm.
Donald Trump comes along, he pulls it, and now it's okay for coal companies to dump those things, to dump water into the stream. See, coal is you know, coal is not the best, is not the best energy source because it's dirty, you know, and it causes cancer. And, you know, and we just, but Trump wants to, you know, he wants to be the business president, so he's pulling back all the legislation, all the executive orders that Obama put out, including some that protects the employees. It's all about businesses with Donald Trump. So we're in for it.
Right.
We're in for it, brother.
You know, well, first you got to keep in mind, okay, number one, Donald Trump is a racist. We know that. Okay.
First of all,
you have to keep in mind, all right, and yeah, I might have meant it in that one particular form, but you have to keep in mind a racist is not just someone who's against color.
Okay.
All right, it's not just someone who's against color. I mean, a racist can be someone who doesn't believe in your religion. A racist is someone who doesn't believe in your form of education. A racist is someone who does not believe in your form of work ethics.
But I never believed Trump was a racist. I've never seen anything that he's done that would qualify as racist. I just haven't seen anything.
Maybe the term was a little bit too strong.
You know what it is, man? It's not so much about racism. I mean, although racism does exist in America, but I think it's more about who has and who doesn't have, more so than racism. You know what I mean?
Right.
More
and
so
that,
than black and white.
That term is placism.
Okay.
You know?
Okay.
But the fact of the matter is, okay, so Donald Trump is a placist. We'll accept that. Donald Trump is a businessman. That's what he knows. Donald Trump is not a politician. We know this. Okay, so when Donald Trump approaches the presidency, he approaches the presidency as a businessman, not as a people-orientated person. He doesn't care about the people, or at least that's the impression he wants us to have.
No, he doesn't.
You know, because he cares about his people, though.
Yeah, because even the people who voted for him, many of those folks, the people of West Virginia, Appalachia, one of the poorest areas in the United States of America, in the Rust Belt,
mm-hmm.
all these places where people are suffering, all those people are on Obamacare. All of those people are on Obamacare. You know, so
right.
this is the problem
right.
with Republicans is they can't afford to repeal Obamacare and have all of those people who voted for Trump fall in between the cracks and not have health insurance. But we're close.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I gotta take a break, my brother. I appreciate your call. Kevin, what time do your show? What are your shows? What time do they come on?
Well, let me see. Conscious Vibes is on every Saturday from 7 to 9. Raising the Roof Radio is on every Thursday from 8 to 10, and Black Buffalo Radio is on every Tuesday night from 8 to 10.
I hear you, brother. I hardly have enough time to do this one with all I have to do. But I'm not mad at you. Man.
I'm looking to put three more on.
All right, everybody, Kevin Womble, thank you, brother. Look Kevin up on the on Block right here on Block Talk Radio. On all of those days he just said. All right, thank you, brother.
There you
Appreciate
go.
You calling.
All right, baby.
All right, thank you, brother.
Peace.
All right, everybody, we'll take a break. We'll come right back with more. It's Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com.
We'll be back with more of the Ron Kelly Show after this. So coming to the stage is a really funny guy. Y'all know him. Put your hands together. Give it up for George Wilborn.
Well, why won't we go to the doctor? My uncle called. Speech all slurred, complaining his arm's numb. He calls everybody under the sun. Aunt Peyton, his old army buddy George. He even called my daughter Tierra, because, you know, she's got a year of nursing. Everyone thinks he needs to go to the doctor, including me. So he said, well, will you take me? I'm like, I'm on the road. He goes, I'll wait. Stroke's no joke. If you or someone you love have symptoms of stroke, don't call family. Don't dial a friend. Don't wait. It may be too late. Dial 911. Time loss is brain loss. Seriously, dial 911.
Learn all the symptoms of a stroke at strokesnojoke.org. That's strokesnojoke.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
The views expressed in this commentary are not necessarily those of the Ron Kelly Show or R. Kelly V. LLC. Your bathroom break is over.
Here we go!
Welcome back. Welcome.
Really?
Now I can know what I plan to do this morning.
The Ron Kelly Show. And on the web, theronkellyshow.com.
Meanwhile, the White House faced with yesterday's deadline to show proof Trump Tower was wiretapped ahead of the election. Now explaining what the president really meant by his explosive claims, here's Sean Spicer.
He doesn't really think that President Obama went up and tapped his phone personally. I think, but I think there's no question that the Obama administration, that there were actions about surveillance. The president used the word wiretap in quotes to mean broadly surveillance and other activities.
Judge Napolitano says even if the president, former President Barack Obama, his White House did spy on this president, there may never be a way to prove it. It doesn't mean it didn't happen. Here to explain, Fox News judicial analyst Judge Andrew Napolitano.
Judge, what do you mean he can't prove it? I thought he could prove everything. We have all the American surveillance and technology at our fingertips.
Okay, so the statutes authorize the president of the United States to order the surveillance of any person in the United States of America without suspicion, without probable cause, and without a warrant, meaning he doesn't have to go to a court to do it. So he can order the NSA, which already has the digital version of our phone calls, to transcribe the digital version into a transcript and give it to him. But if he does that, there's a record of the order.
Right.
So three...
Now, see, that's a judge saying that. See, that's the statement that got... welcome back, everybody. It's the Ron Kelly Show. 23 minutes into the program, and nothing's going wrong yet, so I'll just keep my fingers crossed that Blog Talk Radio will come across today, because the show is, I noticed in the ratings that the show has lost, you know, some steam because of what's happening with Blog Talk Radio. We are in the process of trying to find a new home for the Ron Kelly Show, so everybody, please be patient. I understand that you don't want to listen to a show that's only halfway through it. I get that. I totally understand. But we are working toward getting the program moved somewhere else. All right, so that was Judge Napolitano from Fox News. You know, this is Judge Andrew Napolitano, who you know, this is a judge. And as you did that clip I just played, that's what got Judge Napolitano suspended from Fox News for making that nonsensical statement. And this is a judge, someone who's supposed to know the law. And he's saying that Barack Obama, former President Barack Obama, had the power to wiretap. Barack Obama doesn't have the authority to wiretap anybody. Now, that was clearly stated by James Comey a week or so ago. Here's Director Comey on whether President Barack Obama actually had the power to wiretap anyone. Here's Director James Comey, the FBI.
Director Comey, I want to begin by attempting to put to rest several claims made by the president about his predecessor, namely that President Obama wiretapped his phones. So that we can be precise, I want to refer you to exactly what the president said and ask you whether there is any truth to it. First, the president claimed, quote, terrible. Just found out that Obama had my wires tapped in Trump Tower just before the victory. Nothing found. This is McCarthyism, unquote. Director Comey, was the president's statement that Obama had his wires tapped in Trump Tower a true statement?
With respect to the president's tweets about alleged wiretapping directed at him by the prior administration, I have no information that supports those tweets, and we have looked carefully inside the FBI. The Department of Justice has asked me to share with you that the answer is the same for the Department of Justice and all its components. The department has no information that supports those tweets.
Well, see, okay, you see what I'm saying? So this is coming from Director Comey, from the FBI director, James Comey, who was a holdover from the Barack Obama administration, who was testifying on Capitol Hill at the House Intelligence Committee meeting regarding this. No evidence whatsoever. Did former President Barack Obama, I mean, it's just so ridiculous. So when is news, I mean, with the GOP, everything is fake. What's real is fake. When it's not good, it's fake. When it makes us look bad, it's fake. You know, this nonsense about fake news. I mean, and both sides do it. You know, the Democrats are guilty and the Republicans are guilty as well. They both do it. But this thing with fake news and denying the truth and all, and with Sean Spicer, and I'm going to play a little bit of, and I'm, some of you heard about, maybe in the next break, I'm going to play the clip from the Ted Koppel interview with Sean Hannity. Now, Sean Hannity went on TV yesterday. Sean Hannity goes on television last night and Sean Hannity goes on, you know, he has a show on Fox called Hannity, comes on 10 o'clock, I believe. Sean Hannity went on the air last night and complained that only 70 seconds of the 45-minute interview he did with Ted Koppel, who's now with CBS, you know, Ted Koppel was once the host of Nightline. As a matter of fact, Nightline was born out of a terrorist attack, and that's how Nightline got started. Ted Koppel now works for CBS. So he did an interview with Sean Hannity. Now, you got to be ready for this stuff. You know, Sean Hannity walked right into a brick wall. And when he asked, when he asked Ted Koppel a question. So I'll play that for you in just a couple minutes, everybody. Maybe in the next break, I'll play that. And also, I have Donald Trump right after his healthcare plan went down in flames, you know. So anyway, so you have Judge Napolitano, the piece I played on the way back from break, Judge Napolitano, who got suspended from Fox News because he actually said that he believed that former President Barack Obama did wiretap Donald Trump. And this is a judge, a federal judge, who should know better, you know. But this is what happens when you allow your politics to get in the way of your common sense. This is what happens. You see, because, you know, there's right and wrong. I mean, it's not always about progressive and Democrat. I mean, progressive and right wing, or progressive and conservative, or Democrat or Republican. Sometimes it's just about right and wrong. And for Devin Nunes to continue to be the chairperson of the House Intelligence Committee is just plain old wrong. It's just wrong. So the Democrats who are calling for Nunes to recuse himself, just the way the Jeff Sessions, who's the new attorney general, why he recused himself from the Trump-Russia probe, this man should recuse himself the same way. As a matter of fact, they should be asking for him to recuse himself. Paul Ryan, who has the power to do that as House Speaker, but he hasn't done it. Now, here's Nunes. This is Republican Congressman Devin Nunes, who is the chairperson of the House Intelligence Committee. Here he is when he was asked, should he recuse himself? Sorry about that, wrong one. I never said I was a... Okay, why does that keep playing?
Are you going to stay as chairman and run this investigation?
Well, why would I not?
you guys need to go ask them why they're, you know, why these things are being said.
Can this investigation continue as you as chairman?
Why would it not?
Because
aren't I briefing you guys continuously?
But they're
keeping
saying,
you up and keeping you up to speed.
But they're saying that it cannot run as you as chair with
well,
you as chairman.
You got to go talk to them. That sounds like their problem. I don't have, you know, my colleagues are perfectly fine. I mean, they know we're doing an investigation, and that will continue. We're doing a very thorough job on this investigation. As you know, this Russia issue, we have been on it for many, many years, and so we'll continue to be on the issue.
No. That was Devin Nunes, who was the Republican congressman, who was the chairperson of the House Intelligence Committee. You know, making his comments or responding to questions about him continuing as the House Intelligence Committee chairperson. Now, you know, that is just wrong. You know, this is just plain old wrong for Devin Nunes to continue as the House chairperson, House Intelligence Committee chairperson. Because this is a man who, I mean, it is too much. Even if he didn't do anything, even if he was altruistic about running over to the White House and going on the White House grounds and reporting to the president before he reported to his committee, I mean, there's just too much smoke here. And when there's smoke, there's fire. And there's just way too much smoke here with Devin Nunes. And he should step down. And I don't understand why Paul Ryan, House Speaker Paul Ryan, isn't asking Nunes to step down. I just do not get it. It's just so ridiculous because it's pretty obvious that something is wrong. I mean, how can you, you know, you first of all, you know, Nunes, who was a Trump surrogate who worked on the Trump transition team, you know, someone who's a sycophant, you know, a Trump surrogate who was loyal to the president, who dashed over there. I mean, what possible information could you, why would you get information from the person or the people you're investigating? How could you rely on that? It doesn't make any sense at all. And Devin Nunes needs to recuse himself, but he's not. He's not. He won't. He won't recuse himself because he's got, you know, the president's backing him up. You know. And he's not going to recuse himself. He's not going to recuse himself. So this is the problem. So, you know, this, I mean, it's just so much. This is much more entertaining than Trump's old program, The Apprentice. Much more entertaining. It's so ridiculous. You know, what's real? What's not real? What's news? What's not news? What's fake news? It's just you're just unbelievable. And I know I'm kind of bouncing around everybody, but bear with me. Now, here's Trump, right? Here's Trump after the vote. Now, you remember, those of you who remember, for the year and a half as Trump traveled the country, the first words that came out of his mouth is repeal and replace Obamacare. We're going to do it on the first day. We're going to do it right away. We're going to do it. I mean, you know, at rally after rally, appearance after appearance, Donald Trump doubled down on his statement from day one, we're going to repeal and replace Obamacare. So here's what Trump said in the Oval Office when he was questioned by reporters regarding the failure of his health care plan.
I'm here, what, 64 days? I never said repeal and replace Obamacare. You've all heard my speeches. I never said repeal it and replace it within 64 days. I have a long time.
Obamacare is going to be repealed and replaced. Obamacare. We're going to have a strong country again, and Obamacare has to go. We can't afford it. It's no good. You're going to end up with great health care for a fraction of the price, and that's going to take place immediately after we go in, okay? Immediately. Fast. Quick.
Now, excuse me, but, you know, to me, immediately sounds, you know, like from day one. And I can play an hour's worth of clips from the hundreds of 100 or so or better Trump rallies all across the country for the year and a half that he was running for president, where he said immediately, first day, we're going to do it right away. It's going to be our job one, our first piece of legislation. We're going to get rid of Obamacare. It's horrible, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Now, you know, it's in truth, in only Trump fashion, in pure Trump fashion, he turns around and says, oh, well, I didn't say I was going to do it in the first, 64 days. Of course you did. Of course you did. And we all heard you say it over and over again that you would repeal and replace Obamacare immediately, day one. I just played a clip where he said it. It's just so outrageous. You know, and you can't tell me, you can't convince me, you couldn't even pay me to think that maybe the people who are, it's almost like, sitting on a chair made of nitroglycerin for those of the people who work for Trump, who work around Trump. Poor Sean Spicer, like I said last week before the show got interrupted, has to go out there every week, or every day rather, for the daily press briefing and lie, essentially. That's what Sean Spicer does. He lies. And that's what he has to do. You know, do we have a budget director who says that, I don't know if you guys heard that last week, you have the budget director. I mean, it's just a comedy of errors in the Trump administration. They have a budget director that says that Meals on Wheels. I mean, who do you think eat Meals on Wheels? The people in the Rust Belt, the people in Appalachia. In West Virginia, one of the poorest areas, Appalachia and West Virginia is the poorest area in the country. There isn't even a ghetto that's poorer than the Appalachia area of West Virginia. So those people you talk about having it hard. And those are the people that are on Obamacare. Those are the people who are Meals on Wheels and many of the entitlement programs. Those are the people who get help. The coal workers who don't have a union. Those coal workers don't have a union. And they spend all breathing in coal dust for their whole lives because they got to make a dollar to feed their families. Those are the people that are on Obamacare. And those are the people who would have been affected by Obamacare had the Obamacare or Affordable Care Act, I should say, had it been abolished. Those are the people who had to suffer. And see, and this is why, they can say all they want, or they can talk all they want about the Freedom Party, and the Freedom Party got in the way. Freedom Party, which used to be the Tea Party, now it's the Freedom Party. You can sing that song all day. But at the end of the day, those congressmen realized and they were contacted by their constituency who told them, look, I'm on Obamacare. My family's on Obamacare. Even Paul Ryan said his family's on Obamacare, allegedly. So, this isn't rocket science. They didn't vote for it. They voted against it, and they voted for their jobs. It's a cushy job being a congressman, by the way. You get free health care all the way up the line. You get to stay in Walter Reed Army Medical Center, one of the best hospitals in the country, for free. You get lifetime health care, I believe, for free. I mean, who wants to give that up? So this is what it is. So when we come back, we'll talk about Hannity and conservative talk radio. Conservative talk radio has it going on. We are on the progressive side. You have Bill Press, Stephanie Miller, who are not anywhere near Sean and Rush and Levin and Michael Savage and some of these other people who are way far and away more popular than anybody on the progressive side. So we'll take a break and we'll come right back and we'll play, we'll talk about Sean Hannity and we'll talk about all this other stuff that's going on when we come back. This is the Ron Kelly Show and it's on blogtalkradio.com and across the country it's on the AM/FM Broadcasting Network.
We'll be back with more of the Ron Kelly Show after this.
Oh no, I'm in charge of our 10-year class reunion and don't know where to begin.
Don't let this happen to you. For your next event,
wedding, anniversary, class reunion, or just need to promote your business, Burkett Promotions has you covered.
BurkettPromotions.com.
Over 200 custom-made products, USA made, along with personalized imprints and logos.
BurkettPromotions.com.
Burkett Promotions does it all. Big or small, we can fit your budget.
BurkettPromotions.com.
Need your event to stand out with that personalized touch? Pens, pencils, t-shirts? Go to BurkettPromotions.com.
BurkettPromotions.com.
Mention the Ron Kelly Show and receive an additional 10% off an already great price.
Thanks to Burkett Promotions, my event was a success.
BurkettPromotions.com. B-I-R-K-E-T-T Promotions.com.
BurkettPromotions.com.
A business you can trust. A member of the Better Business Bureau, New Jersey. A-plus rating.
Broadcasting to the world.
Hello.
It's the Ron Kelly Show. Yeah, yeah. The news you want.
Is the perception still that a black man with a gun is a criminal?
With the topics you need.
Marching might have been good for back in the day, but what kind of effectiveness is marching have on society today?
Ron Kelly.
Black males 18 to 24 years old have the highest homicide offending rate.
It's the Ron Kelly Show.
So don't get it twisted.
Your bathroom break is over.
Here we go.
Welcome back. Welcome.
Really?
Now I can do what I planned to do this morning.
The Ron Kelly Show. And on the web, theronkellyshow.com.
Alrighty. Yes, indeed. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com. 42 minutes into the program, and there's been no disaster. Maybe I should stop talking about it before something happens. 42 minutes exactly into the program. No disasters as of yet. All right, everybody. Yours truly, Ron Kelly, the Ron Kelly Show. And it's on blogtalkradio.com and across the country. Shout out to the folks in Milwaukee. It's on the AM/FM broadcasting network. Shout out to Bob Dowd, friend of mine on LinkedIn, who refers guests to the Ron Kelly Show. You know, we don't necessarily, and we do interview guests from time to time. So, we'll be taking on some authors and some other people. Like that. All right, this portion of the Ron Kelly Show was brought to you by Media Graphics. Media Graphics makes smart posters, smart banners, video and digital displays. And I use these people, and they are my lithographers for the Ron Kelly Show. They make my posters and banners, and they do an absolutely outstanding job. So call Jim Offit at 973-777-2202. That's 973-777-2202. Or you can go to their website. It's www.mediagraphics.net. That's www.mediagraphics.net. Email them at media55@aol.com. It's media55@aol.com. All right, everybody, welcome back. About 16 minutes left of the program. It's the Ron Kelly Show, Tuesday afternoon. Gray and cloudy in the New York City metropolitan area. Not sure what's going on in your neck of the woods, Macon, Georgia, Las Vegas, Milwaukee, Boulder, Colorado, Tampa, and Lancaster, Pennsylvania. Not sure what's going on your neck of the woods, but, you know, we will try to bring a little ray of hope into your neck of the woods with the Ron Kelly Show. Once again, shout out to Bobo. I found out who you are, Bobo. Bobo from the Howard Stern Show, who cranked me a couple weeks ago. I finally found out who he was. And it's funny, a friend of mine who knows me and knows I'm on radio called me earlier today and said, hey, listen, I heard Howard Stern cranking. I was listening to Howard Stern Show and I heard a voice that sounded like yours. I'm like, oh, really? And then when he started telling me, like, the context of what was going on, the hashtag this, hashtag that, I'm like, you know, that was me. So we got a visit from Bobo from the Howard Stern Show. So I guess I should be honored that the Howard Stern Show, Howard Stern is the man, you know, in talk radio, you know. So I guess I should be honored that my voice was heard by 20 million people on the Howard Stern Show. So shout out to Howard Stern, who's my icon, idol. I idolize Howard Stern. He's not God, but I am a big, big, huge fan of the Howard Stern Show, and I don't listen to many other talk radio shows, but I do listen to the Howard Stern Show. All right, so here's Sean Hannity, and see, this isn't about Sean Hannity or Ted Koppel. This is about the everything that's real is fake with these people, with the GOP, with the kook fringe right-wing Republicans and conservatives. Everything that's real is, you know, it's fake. It's fake. You know, it really didn't happen. It's fake. So here's Ted Koppel interviewing Sean Hannity on a CBS program, one of the CBS morning show programs. Here's a little clip here of Koppel, Ted Koppel, you know, former host of Nightline, and Sean Hannity, who's on radio right now. Sean Hannity, who's on radio right now, 3 to 6, I think it is, wherever, who cares. But here's Koppel and Hannity interview.
Think we're bad for America? You think,
yeah.
I'm bad for America?
Yeah.
You do?
In the long haul, I think you
really?
And all these opinion
That's
shows...
That's sad, Ted.
No, you know why?
That's sad.
Because you're very good at what you do, and because you have attracted a significantly more influential...
You are selling the American people short.
Let me finish the sentence
I'm
before
listening.
You do that.
With all due respect.
You, yes.
Take
you have point. You have attracted... People who are determined that ideology is more important than facts.
Think we're bad for America? You think,
yeah.
I'm bad for America?
Yeah.
You do?
In the long haul, I think you
really?
And all these opinion
That's
shows...
That's sad, Ted.
No, you know why?
That's sad.
Because you're very good at what you do, and because you have attracted a significantly more influential...
You are selling the American
people
short.
Let me finish the sentence before you do that.
With all due respect.
You, yes.
Take
you
the
have
point.
You have attracted people who are determined that ideology is more important than facts.
Think we're bad for America?
And see, and there you go. There you go. That was Sean Hannity. Now, you know, you opened yourself up. Sean, you opened yourself up when you said, am I bad for America? But what do you think Ted Koppel was going to say? And, you know, and conservative talk radio hosts are bad for America. Yes, they are. Yes, they are, because some conservative talk radio is the top guy, Stern. I mean, not Stern. Sorry, Howard. Sean, Rush, Levin, Savage. I wouldn't say Hugh Hewitt. I wouldn't say him. But, you know, a lot of these conservative talk radio hosts are bad for America because they drive the wedge in between the left and the right. And sometimes viciously, sometimes disrespectfully drive a wedge between the left and the right. And see, and this is why, and people, and see, this vitriol that the conservative talk show hosts espouse on their radio shows is exactly what drives people to hate each other. Because you see, in the kook fringe, the kook fringe crazies who showed up at Trump's rallies and who beat up, you know, you see the clip of a black man getting socked by some white guy. You know, it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. You know, so what these conservative talk show hosts do is they fire up the base of people and they cause these rifts. They cause these rifts. Oh God, this phone is acting up. They cause these rifts. And they act so innocent, like, oh, well, you know, we didn't do anything. You know, yes, you did. Yes, you did. You know? So, like I said, he walked right into that. He walked into that face first. face plant, like they say. He walked right into that. But conservative talk is bad for America. And Jay Cockle was right, because it is. Because they drive a wedge in between folks. This is what they do. You know. So here's Paul Ryan. No, I'm not going to play that. Here's the budget director, Matt Mulvaney. Here's the budget director trying to explain. I don't know if I played this last week, but I'm going to play it for you again. I mean, I don't know if before the show exploded. I don't know if I played this for you, but let me play it again. Here's Matt Mulvaney, who's the White House budget director, trying to explain why they're cutting school lunch programs and Meals on Wheels.
So what do you say to those Americans who are ultimately losing out, not on housing, but on other things that are taken out of the budget?
And as you know, I think you know, that Meals on Wheels is not a federal program. We can't spend money on programs just because they sound good and great. Meals on Wheels sounds great. Again, that's a state decision to fund that particular portion, but to take the federal money and give it to the states and say, look, we want to give you money for programs that don't work. I can't defend that anymore. They're supposed to be educational programs, right? I mean, that's what they're supposed to do. They're supposed to help kids who don't get fed at home get fed so they do better in school. Guess what? There's no demonstrable evidence they're actually doing that. There's no demonstrable evidence they're actually helping results, helping kids do better in school, which is what, when we took your money from you to say, look, we're going to go spend it on an after-school program, the way we justified it was, these programs are going to help these kids do better in school and get better jobs. And we can't prove that that's happening.
Okay, so, all right, so let me get this straight. So, and now, okay, so these kids, their test scores and their grades are tied to these lunches. Am I missing something here? According to the White House budget director, those kids, their grades are tied to the lunches. So what he's saying essentially is that if you don't do well in school, you don't eat. You know, those lunches are for kids who are hungry, who don't, you see kids on TV in the commercials and they, you know, their family sits down and they have Cheerios or whatever, you know, that's not the norm. That's not the norm for many kids in the inner cities and some of the other, in the rural areas. You know, I was watching Rahima Morris, I believe that's her name, on MSNBC, interviewing a doctor out in the boonies who said that, you know, if it wasn't for Medicare expansion, that clinic wouldn't even be there under Obamacare. And many of those folks out there in the Rust Belt, in those places where you see those factories that are all dead and with weeds between the cracks, those people are hurting. And those are the people who voted for Trump in the first place. You know, so you're gonna tie the kids how they eat to, yeah, it's just ridiculous. The program's not working. It's not supposed to work per se. The kids are eating. So what are the older people are supposed to get younger? You know. For Meals on Wheels, you old people are not getting any younger. Okay, well, we're going to take your food away because you're not getting any younger. I mean, come on. Okay, you kids, we're going to take those school lunches. Not doing better in school, we're going to take those lunches. Those lunches are not tied to kids' performance. It's just totally ridiculous. So we don't feed the kids because they don't do better in school. It's ridiculous. So the old people, we cut them off. I mean, God. You can't give the money to the states because the states are going to spend it on other things. You can't give money to the states. For New Jersey, for example, here in New Jersey, where I am, everybody in New Jersey, any cell phone subscriber in New Jersey pays a tax for the 911 system that was supposed to be embedded in the telephones. So you can dial 911 from anywhere. and not have to worry about whether the call is going to go through or whether it goes to another area. You know, that was supposed to be fixed. And everybody's paying, everybody who's in, who's cell phone subscriber, AT&T, T-Mobile, whoever, Sprint, pays a tax to fund the 911 system on cell phones. Guess what happens? Did the money go to fix 911? No. It went into the state coffers. It might have even went to pension. Because the state of New Jersey, Governor Christie, who was embarrassed beyond belief, who didn't get a, who's being nominated for a non-paying advisory position right now in the in Siberia, you know, so the money didn't go, the money went to the state, and the state, my point is the money went to the state spent it on something else. And then now, and we still don't have a 911 system for cellular phones. You know, the lottery is supposed to pay for schooling, you know, so if you got $500 million prize, what must the revenue be if the state is going to give away $500 million? So they had to make a billion or better. And so why are school districts in financial peril? So you can't give the money to the states. So this is what Mac Mulvaney was saying. Mac Mulvaney, the White House budget director, is saying, give the money to the states and let the states handle. You can't always give money to the states because states are already hurt. You know, now, how many people live in South Dakota? About 700,000. I don't even think there's a million people live in the, out in West. This is totally ridiculous. So anyway, I think we've made it. There's about two and a half minutes left to the program, so I think we made it through, you know, to the Ron Kelly Show. It's the Ron Kelly Show. It's every Tuesday afternoon from 3 to 4 p.m. Right here for the moment on blogtalkradio.com. And, of course, it's the AM-FM Broadcasting Network, 6 cities, 10 stations, strong. Ron Kelly Show syndicated, in a way, on the AM-FM Broadcasting Network. Okay, folks down in Macon, Georgia, and some of the other areas, we'll be over there. You know, we're already reaching out to some of the people down there. Hopefully they're familiar with these radio stations down in some of these areas where, you know, as we're on the march to bring in some revenue for the, you know, so we can operate a little bit better here on the Ron Kelly Show. All right, everybody. So shout out to my people at Burkhead Promotions, burkheadpromotions.com. You know, for the finest promotional material ever you can buy anywhere, made in America, made right here in the good old USA, like Trump says. You know, and you know, promotional materials, everything that you want. Okay, 90 seconds. Thanks for telling me. I wish they wouldn't do that. Anyway, everybody, all right, so we're going to break out of here. Thanks so much for joining me this afternoon. Thank you to Kevin Womble, who called me. Kevin Womble, look him up, Raising the Roof Radio, right here on blogtalkradio.com, and you can look him up on Facebook as well. All right, so follow the Ron Kelly Show. It's on Facebook, it's The Ron Kelly Show, and on Twitter, it's Ron Kelly Show and The Ron Kelly Show. Figure out how to combine those two names. I don't know how I got two accounts with Twitter, but I guess I must have forgot about one. So it's The Ron Kelly Show and Ron Kelly Show on Twitter. On Instagram, it's Radio Man 2. And on Facebook, it's The Ron Kelly Show. All right, everybody, thank you so much for joining me. We'll see you back here next Tuesday afternoon at 3 p.m. Hopefully the weather will be better. It's been raining for the last 3 days here. Anyway, we'll be back in a week with another jam-packed, informative radio program where you'll leave a lot smarter than you were when you got here. All right, thanks so much for joining me. We'll see you back here next Tuesday afternoon, 3 p.m., for another edition of the Ron Kelly Show. So everybody take care of yourself, be well, and do remember, to be safe out there. See you next week.